This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Infant Grimmy all this week on the Radio and Breakfast Show. We have an early morning game of Real or No Real. Also, imagine being a pointless answer on Actual Pointless. Some real names of pop stars revealed. And Liam Payne joins us to talk bare nudes. And would Cheryl let him appear in a rom-com? Cos would have to snog another lady. It's all on the podcast starting now. Good weekend, Chris?
It was good, yeah. It started really well, though, on Friday night. You know how proud I was of this. Also, my mum as well, so happy with this. Like, out of everything that we do, and we're really lucky at Radio 1, we get to do some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
This is what she got in contact about.
Right. So, I think, because we do Radio 1 every day, it's like, yeah. Like, my mum doesn't really care anymore.
People just get used to it.
Yeah, they get used to it. But when something like this happens, it all changes.
So I was, what was it? Yeah, I was like the question part of a question on the tipping point, which is awesome.
Did your mum get in contact?
Yeah. She loved it. She was like, oh, son. Well, she didn't say it like that, but she, you know, she was obviously very proud.
Yeah. So do we have this here? Yeah, we have it now. Okay, cool. So here is the is tipping point from Friday, I think.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
On BBC Radio 1, Chris Stark is a regular co-host with which afternoon DJ?
Pass.
Scott Mills.
See, that's...
That was a quick pass.
It was a straight-up pass there, wasn't it? Straight away.
It's quite insulting to both of us, that question.
Here we go.
On BBC Radio 1, Chris Stark is a regular co-host with which afternoon DJ?
Pass.
Scott Mills.
Like, straight away pass.
She knows neither me or the afternoon DJ. Also, when you're being tactical on that game, you've got to be quick. So the way she passes so quickly, I love it. I love it so much.
Pass?
I've been on before.
Right.
And I was another pass then as well.
Yeah. But here's what I think about pointless as well. It's like, if you are a pointless answer, that's terrible for the person involved.
Yeah, no one ever thinks of that.
No one thinks of that. It's like, name all Radio 1 DJs, go. Mm. And then they'll always say, like, Nick Grimshaw, or they'll say Greg James.
Yeah.
But then imagine if they say, I don't know, like...
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting who you think would be a pointless answer.
Well, no, it's just like someone that's on now and again, like Jordan North, for example.
Right.
A very good Radio 1 DJ.
Well, if you were doing pointless, you need to come up with the answer which the least amount of people would know.
Yeah. And that's so terrible.
So it is... Yeah. Unfortunately, Jordan would probably be my answer.
Right, okay. But he's on Radio 1 a fair amount.
Yeah.
However, if you were going on pointless, would you say him? Probably yes.
Well, who would you say?
Well, probably yes, because he's kind of rat, like, you know.
I think there was a question like this on pointless, because I seem to remember, unless this was a dream, so I'm really sorry to this person if this is wrong, but I vaguely remember Alice Levine being a pointless answer.
Oh, God.
But no one thinks of it, because it's a really celebratory thing being a pointless answer, because
like,
it means you've got maximum points.
Well done. But the person who's pointless is sat at home going, well, thanks very much.
Brilliant, I'm pointless.
Yeah, no one knows who I am.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I've got an idea I want to discuss with you about your transport into work, by the way.
Why?
Well, I thought that maybe this week I could organise it.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought we could jazz it up a little bit, if you're up for it.
What does that mean?
I just had to... Well, basically, we had this idea in the pub where all good ideas start. And I thought, actually, this is a very, very good idea. And also, just like, you're okay now, but I worry later in the week when you get a bit tired, you might forget to get into your car or something like that. So what I thought is, wake up late.
Right.
Could happen.
It could happen later in the week. Yeah.
So if I organise your transport for you, I can guarantee that you'll be fine and you can relax. You can go to sleep in the evening, know you'll get up okay.
Right. Well, I mean, or I could just get a taxi in.
Could do. But my way will be much more fun.
Okay, well, what kind of modes of transport
are you thinking? I'm not going to say. But one day this week, it will be a lovely surprise.
What, so I just get in whatever...
Whatever the mode of transport is outside, you just have to go with it.
What's it going to be?
Well, God, if they will let me do it, I've got a great idea. I just don't know if it's bad taste or not.
Scott Mills.
I'm really, really intrigued about what transport you're thinking of getting me for the rest of the week.
Don't overthink it.
To get into Radio 1, right?
Yeah, I just want to... I think I should take control of the transport situation in the morning.
From my house?
Yeah, I'm really keen to get you something every day.
But there's only so many...
if I can be bothered to arrange
only
it
so
well.
Many options you can do, surely.
Well, I mean...
Horse?
I think if in the traditional sense, yes. And listen, I'm open to ideas. If anyone's got any good ideas, please let me know. But I think if I take control of it, we can make more fun of it.
Right. And what's the idea around this, please?
The only idea... And the only thing you need to agree to is to get into whatever transport arrives. That's why it's good. Okay.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Kate.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Pontefract.
Ah, Pontefract, just south of Castleford and east of Wakefield.
Yes, that is correct.
I know it well.
What's there to do at Ponty, then?
There's Castleford Escape, which is quite decent. It's not far from Leeds. So in regards to Pontefract, there's nothing much really here.
Sell it, babes.
Except, yeah.
Thanks for the local roundup.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, would you like to play Monday's Real or No Real with us?
Yes, I would.
I'm guessing that's why you got in touch in the first place. So let's do that.
Yes, let's do it.
To celebrate the release of her new album, Witness, Katy Perry live-streamed herself for 72 hours. And we learned that she likes to sleep in a baby grow, complete with a dummy and a comforter.
Now, this sounds similar to something that I did once streamed online with Katy Perry. But it seems like this one's gone a bit better than my one did.
Oh, yours went horrendously wrong, really. Actually. Well, no, that's unfair. It was good to watch. I remember watching it at the time. But for you personally and people involved in the actual production, it was quite hard work.
Long story short, we hired a Russell Brand impersonator who, on the internet when we hired him, looked nothing like Russell Brand, turned up, looked everything like Russell Brand. He turns up, she turns round, thinks it's her husband of the time and freaks out completely. And this poor guy's just left there going, what have I done? She's next door screaming her head off going, how would you like it if you thought your husband was here and he's not? We've made up since, me and Katie. And I vowed that I would play her records forever as an apology. And to be fair, about 5 years ago that I was.
Right.
I am playing her records forever, so it's all fine.
Mm.
So this is like if it's true, like a really good version of Celebrity Big Brother with an actual celebrity.
Oh, it's also really interesting to see how she sleeps. Because, you know, everyone's got their own different way of doing it. There'll be people waking up listening to this show in various states of dress. Some people wear a lot of clothes in bed. Myself, I just wear pants. Scott?
I don't really need to know that, but yeah, pants.
You're a pants man, aren't you?
I am,
you, really?
Pants, yeah. Some people go completely naked, which I find a bit odd.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's too far, really. I agree. Also, the problem with sleeping naked is if you do have a disturbance downstairs, as in like...
Yeah.
No, I mean like, obviously, like you think someone's, I don't know, coming in through the window or something like that. Then you have to go greet them.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that naked.
No. I mean, they'd probably get out pretty quick.
Well, but possibly.
Mm. Anyway, so...
What's your views on this, Kate?
So, state number one, I am a pyjama person listening to the conversation. So, I am a full pyjama person because I agree, obviously, you don't want anyone coming in like when you're naked in bed. That's never good.
No.
You don't want the burglars to see you naked.
Right.
No, you don't want that. In relation to Katy Perry, I do actually think this would be something that she would do because she is quite, not odd, but she's different, and it would be something that I would actually think Katy Perry would do with this.
I've sort of got visions of Katy Perry sleeping in an animal onesie. Mm. I thought she might be someone like that, you know, Scott?
Well, it's saying here, dummy and she's in a baby grow, which is all a bit adult baby for me.
Mm.
Real or no real, Chris?
Yeah, pop stars do have strange sort of personality traits, so I can see this being real. I'm going to go real.
Just don't know why she would live stream herself doing all this. Katie?
Yeah, I'm going to go for real on this one. I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Well, okay, Katy Perry doesn't really sleep in a baby grow, but she really did live stream herself doing some weird things for 72 hours to celebrate the release of her latest album. We got to see Katy exercise, eat, drink and sleep. It is like Big Brother.
Mm. It's got me thinking how other celebrities sleep in bed, Scott. What are you saying about Grimmie?
I'm saying nothing.
Do you think?
Nude.
Greg James.
Pants.
Clara. Isn't this weird?
Pajamas.
It's weird having to think of colleagues. Alice Levine.
Full on Victorian frilly dress.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Up to the neck.
By candlelight.
No flesh showing.
Scott Mills.
We're halfway through Real or No Real on Monday morning. Here's the next one. Is this true?
The world's most expensive hamburger is now on sale and will set you back a mere £1,785.
Oof. I don't understand. They have these shows on TV where it's like, it's normally Richard E. Grant going to some posh hotel. It's like, I'm going to taste this hamburger. It's £10,000. Mate, it's a burger.
Mm, exactly.
How good can it be? Would you pay that, Kate?
Well, if I had loads of money and I went to a really, really posh restaurant, then yeah, why not? But you'd pay not nearly, at the moment.
You'd pay nearly £2,000 to eat a burger.
Yeah, I love burgers. Honestly, burgers are the best thing ever.
Yeah. And what Kate's saying, Scott, is if she had loads of money, then £2,000 wouldn't be that big a deal. The reason why it's so shocking is if, you know, most people can't afford a £2,000 burger. But that's not to say, Scott, that you haven't probably made ridiculous purchases out of, you know, when you've had a couple of drinks. The worry with this would be that you spend that type of money because you've had a couple of drinks and you want to act like a baller and buy the most expensive burger because it's the most expensive burger.
And also you'd wake up and there'd be a half a bun there and some chips and you'd be like, oh, rubbish.
Exactly.
£2,000's gone.
It's happened to you before, hasn't it? Where you've had a couple of drinks and you found yourself buying things. Be honest.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was addicted to the shopping channels for a while, yeah.
Yeah. And what was the weirdest thing you bought?
When I had wood floors and I bought the carpet cleaner, didn't I?
Yeah. A lot of carpet cleaner.
Yeah. Because it came with an offer of 5 saucepans for free.
And then was it you who bought the gas masks as well?
No.
They weren't gas masks, were they? They were surgeon masks.
Yeah, because I thought we were all going to get swine flu.
Yes. Was that late at night you bought those?
Still got those. Yeah. I've got like 2,000 if anyone
I do think it happens occasionally. Like you might be late at night and because things are so easy to buy now, aren't they?
Yeah.
But what you don't want to do is spend £2,000 on a burger. Nightmare.
Okay, so is this real? Also, how rich are we talking before you start splurging £2,000 on a burger? Adele rich? Or like Ollie Mers rich?
Ollie Mers is deceivingly rich. People wouldn't realise, maybe. Like he's very rich, isn't he?
Not compared to Adele. I mean, he's doing all right for
himself. How many Ollie Merses would it take to make an Adele?
40.
Is it?
Real or no real, the world's most expensive hamburger is £1,785. Kate?
I'm going to say real, because I can imagine some real posh restaurant in London having this in it. So, yeah, real.
Chris?
I'm going to go no real.
That one's real.
Aw.
Get in.
It's true, the world's most decadent hamburger, created by super chef Diego Buick from the Netherlands, will cost you £1,785 and consists of... Are you ready? Here's the ingredients.
Bet foie gras in it.
Japanese dry-aged wagyu and black Angus beef patty.
That's one.
Lobster infused with hermit.
What?
Dutch coastal gin. Foie gras, you're correct. White truffle. Remica cheese, Japanese fruit tomatoes, caviar, French lettuce, Iberian ham, and a specially concocted sauce made with 35 lobsters, Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee, Madagascan vanilla, saffron, and Japanese soy, all added into the mix. I mean, you can see now why it costs so much money, all the ingredients.
I don't think it actually sounds that nice.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
Kate, you win. You got 10 points, I got nothing.
Get in, thank you.
Get in.
Good way to start Monday, right?
Yeah, it's a perfect day to start on Monday.
Hey, listen, make sure you're tuned in for the rest of the week because we've got loads of guests on. We've got Hayley Steinfeld, Charlie Puth is going to be on, and Liam Payne.
Yes, I will do.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Morning, Scott in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. How's it going? Hope your Monday's okay. Chris is here as well.
Hi.
Steve Holden's here.
Good morning.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, Steve, Kate Perry, what have you got?
So I've made Chris put it on in the computer next to me, but her live stream project thing that she's doing for her new album is still going on, and it's essentially Big Brother, but without Jedward or Colleen Nolan and stuff. So she's filming herself. We can see her sleeping. At the moment, what's she doing? She's doing a runway.
She's doing like a fashion thing with some friends. Are they famous, Steve? I don't know.
I don't think any of those are famous. They might be. I'm not too sure. They might be.
I only know if
they're
famous if Steve tells me.
She has had some famous people in at the weekend. Sia came in.
Is that Bieber?
No, that's not Justin Bieber. No,
it's not.
No. But Sia was there at the weekend with a fake moustache, not a fake wig. RuPaul came in. Caitlyn Jenner, she was having dinner with her earlier. James Corden came in and made her rank all her boyfriends, her ex-boyfriends.
Great idea.
In third place was Diplo. In second place was Orlando Bloom. And in first place was John Mayer.
This is so good.
It's pretty good, right? Well, there was 20 minutes where she was just doing yoga meditation and not saying anything. So that was a bit boring. But her dog Nugget is in there. If you've ever seen Nugget on her Instagram, very, very cute. The Taylor Swift thing is rumbling on. You know that on Friday, on the same day that Katy Perry put out the album, Taylor Swift put her entire back catalogue on Spotify, which was a bit nail emoji, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
But because Katy Perry is in this house, we don't think she's got any access to the outside world, or that's what they say anyway. So somebody went in, this interviewer went in, chatted to her for this podcast called the Thrive Global Podcast, and asked her about Taylor Swift, and Katy Perry said that she's ready to let the feud go.
Yeah, we've she said she loves her.
Yeah, we've had to boost this audio a bit, but have a listen to this.
I love her and I want the best for her, and I think she's a fantastic songwriter. Both her and I can be representatives of strong women that come together despite their differences. I really truly want to come together and with in a place of love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion.
Now, what will be funny is if she doesn't know that Taylor's put her entire back catalogue on Spotify.
Yeah,
maybe. Right. Oof. Don't you think it's a bit pretty hypnotic, Chris? Like, you've been watching it.
Yeah,
so
I've not seen like hours of this yet, but I've seen about 10 minutes, and it is, it is exactly like Big Brother. You know, when you watch Big Brother live and it's not all edited and the camera's sort of a bit slow to pick up on things, it's like that.
Well, I used to watch, do you remember when they used to, they don't do it anymore, but they used to do the live stream where it's literally just someone swimming in the pool. I watched that for hours.
Yeah, and occasionally you hear birds when they want to sort of not get you hearing things.
Oh, the bird song.
Yeah, the birds are like,
okay, cool. So you got more for us at 8:40, right?
I've got loads more, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I went to download it the weekend, so I'll tell you all about that.
Scott Mills.
Coming up, the man who was part of a band that sold over 20 million albums worldwide. What's your favourite One Direction song?
Maybe not this one. I think it's the ones I like, you don't like, and vice versa.
Yeah. What about this? Nobody can drag me down. That's quite good. Nobody, nobody. You forget how many good songs they had. Six Brit Awards, four MTV Video Music Awards, 11 MTV Europe Music Awards, seven American Music Awards, and 28 Teen Choice Awards. Lol. Yeah.
Going through slagging off the music before.
No.
See, I like this one, and no one else does.
Oh, I went off this.
Do you remember when they performed this on the EastEnders set?
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I always remember with this song.
However.
Yes!
So good. Liam Payne is coming up after 8 o'clock this morning on Radio 1.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Uh-oh, lads alert. Steve and Reese and Casey and Liam and Tom flying out to Magaluf. Early hours of tomorrow morning.
Good luck, everyone.
For a stag do. Thing is, those flights to any resorts, they're always like 5:25 a.m, aren't they?
But it's great because you're joined by other groups of people doing the same thing.
Do you remember when I used to, I've not done it for a while, but I used to play in Zante quite a lot. And on the plane one time, or maybe it was Kavos. Yeah, on the plane to Corfu. Kavos is in Corfu, by the way. It's not its own country. Pamela Anderson was on the same plane.
What?
Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, I vaguely remember this. Yeah.
It was like a 5:25 Gatwick North to Kavos, to Corfu. Pamela Anderson's on the EasyJet flight.
And everyone else on the planes in shirts, right?
Right. So she's really chosen the wrong plane to be on. Because obviously you've got to get that bus from the terminal to the plane.
Mm.
It didn't go well for Pamela.
And you were on the same flight?
Yeah.
God, what a flight.
I don't think she was going to Kavos. Hello, Liam Payne.
Hello, mate. Good to see you. How are you doing?
Good. It's been too long.
It has been too long. We were just saying it. It's been
2 or 3 years since I last saw you.
Too long. And you've got younger.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
No, it's no accident, Liam. It's money well spent.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Swiftly
moving on.
What did you actually do between 1D and the release of Strip That Down, apart from make a baby?
Making babies, that's how this happened. That's actually what Strip That Down is about. That's the leading two. Do you know what? I had a bit of time off. I think after, you know, we kind of broke the band for a little bit.
Yeah.
One break room, after you remember that.
That's right.
It's important.
I know.
I needed a bit of downtime just to get away from it all and just see what I really wanted to do next, I guess.
Did you do normal stuff? Did you like watch box sets and that?
Do you know what? We did. I got back into Breaking Bad. I've been watching Peaky Blinders because they were all from Brum as well, obviously. I'm from Bodoid. Not looking for a job or anything on there. I love it. It's so good. I'd love to be in that. We've been watching box sets, just chilling. But not Netflix and chilling. I've not really learned next Netflix. That's like my dad moment there, that I've not really learned how to use it.
What is this Netflix?
This Netflix.
Yeah. Would you be keen on acting? Because like, I know that Harry's done all the acting, hasn't he? Recently?
Yeah, he's done a little bit. Yeah, that film that's coming out of Dunkirk, which I'm actually excited to see. It'd be good. I'd definitely do a little bit. I always find when I could walk out of a cinema or after watching a film, a little bit of a character kind of comes away with me. And that's me for the day. I'm sure my team know that. They have to monitor what I'm watching.
Why? Who have you been?
Who haven't I been? It honestly does depend what I've watched in the morning. Like, say if you watch like Avengers or something, you just get mad gym vibes. You're like, right, I've got to get myself in that gym.
Oh, wow. I kind of want to be there for this.
Avengers. Yeah, you should be. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
But what type of film star do you want to be? Do you want to be in a rom-com or do you want to be action?
Ooh. I mean, it all depends on storylines, doesn't it, really? I think my missus would have something to say if it was up there cuddling other women. I'm sure she would.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fine if it's acting, isn't it?
Do you think?
I mean, I don't know. It depends, doesn't it? It's an awkward one. Mm. Would I be all right with it the other way around? That's what you're going to get asked.
It's, to be honest, it's not the kind of thing I'd want to bring up with Cheryl.
Yeah, not at all. I hope she's not listening right now.
What was it like being the kind of the last one from the band to release music?
It was interesting, but it was nice because I got to see kind of what everybody else was doing. Mm. And to be honest with you, it was funny to see that no one's actually kind of got into anybody's lane, really. We're all very much doing our own things. I mean, I know mine and Zane's is kind of similar in a sense because we both just like the same sort of stuff. But for the rest of the boys, I mean, that was more around the sound that, you know, One Direction was based off of, and then me and Zane just had smaller influences of things. Obviously, I did a lot of different writing bits on that, but it was a different, like, it was kind of a different project to write for. But being last was, I guess, you know, I had a lot to do at that time, and it all depended on that sort of thing as well. And you know, we didn't really want to get in each other's way when we had our release. I think it was very fair that everybody went off and did their own thing, right?
Yeah, and they are very different.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, people are always going to pitch you up against each other. It's just the way it is, but, you know, it's life. I mean, at the end of the day, the whole thing's a competition. You know, we're up against the likes of the Drakes and the Biebers of the world now. You gotta put up with. So it's part of the game, isn't it?
Obviously, you got Quavo on your new single.
Quavo, you can't just say his name. You have to like shout it.
Like so, like,
Quavo.
Okay.
Or like, ooh, he does all those things. He's like a walking ad lib.
Is he?
Yeah, because like when we were filming, I was so surprised because they do all that like skr in the background of the records and like ooh. But he just does that all day. That's him.
Oh.
That's just him all day.
So when you record the song, do you have to go and record those bits separately? Do you like, do you do the vocal and then go in and just make noises? How does it work?
Well, yeah, you do. You know what? You can stand there, when you do ad-lib tracks, you just stand there for a minute and then when you have to just think on your feet for what comes next. And sometimes some producers will put some things forward for you to do, like some Mariah Carey, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, or you'll do like, just like, or whatever, just in the background.
That must be
weird. There's one of me
That's
laughing.
So weird.
There's one of me doing like a fake Jay-Z laugh in the background track going, ha ha.
Yeah. But it's like, we're doing them on demand, isn't it?
And then it is, and you have to just think of them. But those boys, they're like, there's an interview where they're talking about what they do and they just literally just say things, and like literally in the background they're going, skr, which is my favourite thing ever. Which is meant to be, I think, the brakes of a car when you're like, skr, around the corner sort of thing, I guess.
I mean,
you've got to get that in your show throughout the day now. Today, okay.
Skr-skr. Well, we'll just clip that up.
That was a good one.
We'll just clip that up for the rest of the show.
I think throughout this interview, just keep making random noises.
Yeah.
So what's the, like, whether it's solo or in the band, what's the weirdest ad-lib you'd ever had to do? Like when the track's recorded and they're like, guys, we need like a little bit of extra, or whatever it is. You must have had to do loads.
I'll tell you what's a weird one I've seen before. Someone go in and they do a shaker, but with their beard. Figure that one out. And they put it all through the computers and make noises with it, and it's the weirdest thing ever, but that's sometimes how music is made by people going,
so cool.
You sort of rub it.
Let me turn that up a bit. Do it more. That's the next track, isn't it?
There you go. Straight in.
You said sorry to remind you, that if Strip That Down gets number one, you will get naked.
I don't believe I specified where I was going to get naked.
Well, I was going to ask, where would this be?
I spent quite a lot of the top, my time naked, but...
Yeah, I'm not in public. So, I mean, is the offer still standing, or are you
Well, I mean, I guess so. I said it, didn't I? I have to kind of stand by my guns now, isn't it?
Yeah. We've all seen you in your pants. This is not new. Yeah. Over the years.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's going to have to be fully nude.
Full nudity.
Full frontal. Full
nudity. Can I do body paint?
That's a horrible phrase.
Can we do body paint? If you get away with that, I paint my clothes back on.
Liam, let's play the track, shall we?
Let's do it.
On the Radio and Breakfast Show, it's Liam Payne and...
Strip That Down.
featuring Quavo.
Quavo!
Hancho! Quavo! You know I've been taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well? You know I used to be in 1D, now I'm free. People want me for
That was Liam Payne and Strip That Down on BBC Radio 1. Sounding good. When are we going to get more stuff?
There's more stuff coming out soon. I've actually got a track at the moment. I think he's announced it now, but I'm going to say it anyway. We're going to be ruthless. There's a song coming out with Zed, which is super cool.
Oh, nice.
I'm dead excited for it.
Yeah. You know your award is Sexiest Man of the Year, which means you're officially sexier than Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt, Justin Bieber, Zac Efron, etc.
When was I awarded Sexiest Man of the Year?
It's Attitude magazine.
Yes.
Sexiest Man of the Year.
Yes, I did a cover for them.
Yeah,
and
you
everything.
Did.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Decent, but I'd love the award.
Oh, yeah. Have you not got
it's
it?
One I'd put up somewhere, for
right,
sure.
You would definitely put that up.
Sexiest Man of the Year.
Do you think you've peaked?
Yeah.
Looks-wise.
I might have peaked too soon.
See, Chris has got this thing where he thinks he's peaked in it. No, have you peaked
No,
yet?
Yeah, but then you've got to think about this. DJ Khaled's kid's already on like the front cover of all the records like now. You've cut that early doors. That is it. I don't want to say his kids peaked too soon. But, I mean, he might have peaked early.
What was your best look, do you reckon?
Oh, I mean, there's been so many different looks over the years. There's been some extremely bad ones. I know that. I could definitely pick my worst look now. That'd be really easy to do. Oh, when we first went on X Factor, like, they get set you up with like a stylist or whatever, and all this thing, and you think, yeah, this is gonna be mint. This. Yeah. And then they did me this dodgy haircut that it was like a Lego man. And I was in my head thinking, this is awful, but I'm going to just trust them and go with it. And then the next week they made us redo our things based upon my hair. So you can only imagine how I was feeling.
I remember the Lego hair.
The Lego hair, mate. I've had everything.
Was that around the time you were holding puppies? That kind of thing?
I could have been holding puppies in such photograph. Yeah.
In the early days, there were a lot of bright colours, weren't there? It was like, and now I'm in yellow and now I'm in red.
Yes, it was very bright and artistic.
And then suddenly everyone just went, I'm wearing black.
Yes.
Everyone.
That just happened.
Yeah.
Halfway through. Yeah. I'm not sure why the black days just happened in one direction.
But you've still got dad bod to come, so you need to
think
about
dad
that.
Bod.
Oof. Not at the moment, but yeah. So, when do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, you are a bit of a dilf at the moment, aren't you?
That's the first time I've been called that. I had to click on for what was going on for a second there.
Also, I feel quite honoured because I've just looked at you showed me your phone, and you showed me a picture of your actual baby.
Little bear.
I feel quite privileged because obviously that's not... It's not
no, it's
there.
Not. No, it's very, very privileged.
Thank you.
Bless him. He's so cute. Yeah. I love it.
You seem so, like, sorted and happy. It's
great.
Thing for you.
It's great. I mean, you know, she's absolutely amazing. It's nice to have, like, a constant at home whenever I go back to home. You know, being as crazy as things are at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, our lives just get more and more insane as time goes on, which is the best thing ever. But at the same time, you do just need that little bit of happiness at home.
Yeah.
You know, everything's all safe. And
you need
good.
To go home and have fish fingers and waffles sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly, I had smiley faces the other day.
Right.
Sweet.
You know, they're epic.
Sometimes you just need to go home and watch Peppa Pig, don't you?
Peppa Pig, mate. Every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't say we're into the Peppa Pig phase yet.
No.
I'm still in the phase of he doesn't quite understand what's going on. Although, yeah. I was watching a scene in something the other day and I was like, I was holding him on my lap and I could see that there was a TV on down here. So I like... covered it with like a tower of cushions and faced him away from the TV where I was just watching what was it was like an action scene it was a little bit brutal, so I was like, I don't want you watching. I know you have no concept of what's going on and you can't see longer than 30 centimetres,
but
I still
right.
don't want this in your face.
I think they're all right at that age with that kind of thing.
That's why I'm trying to blag it a little bit, but her mum did get mad at me the one day. What was this you've got on when we first had him at home? My mum was getting crazy because I had some like,
was it Gladiator?
We had Breaking Bad or something on. It was something whatever, and Shez had gone upstairs doing whatever she was doing, and she was like, what's this? It's too violent. You can't have this on the telly. No,
I don't know at the moment.
You're so close to having to watch Mr. Tumble and Peppa.
I know you've got to squeeze those last bits of
freedom.
You know, to use your telly out. But mind you, I'm getting kind of locked into Love Island at the moment.
Yeah, who isn't? Right.
Always happens.
Right.
It's around this time where she takes over the remote and it comes to 10 o'clock and we have to put Love Island on Big Brother, and you have to make that awful choice of which one you're gonna have your brain switched off for the next few minutes.
Mm. I mean,
but then you find yourself slowly getting into it. That's what happens when you got a missus and you start watching TV with them. You're like, ooh.
And it's 7 weeks long.
I know, yeah. And there's a lot of different people. Characters are coming in and out. Yeah,
it's good.
Everyone's making memes of that Marcel geezer at the minute. I feel like he's been stitched up a little bit.
Hey, Liam, did you know he used to be in Blazing Squad?
He used to be in... Now, they'd like to reference it as the squad.
The squad. The squad. The Blazing Squad.
We ever reckon it as, like, you know, we were the ones.
You know when you
what
say...
What we call ourselves in years to come?
You know when you do the 1D line and strip that down?
Yes.
You, Marcel is like the Argos version of you, isn't he?
Yes.
Did you know he used to be in the Blazing Squad
and now he's out free? And he literally is because he's just on his own at the minute, bless him.
Oh. Liam, thank you so much for coming in to see us today.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
My dad has to pass on his regards.
Oh, how is Jeff? Best.
Jeff's great. Jeff's great. He's actually finished work now. He's retired.
Right, that's why we don't hear from him anymore. I was saying to you the other day, Jeff doesn't text anymore. It's because he's not working.
We were worried. He's going to have to get himself sorted out. That's just not good enough. He's not playing for the squad there. Right. He's my top promotion, Scott Mills.
Right, tell him to text Mills. Good to see you. Come back with Zed.
I should do.
Come 100%. Come back.
Thank you, mate.
Scott Mills.
Thanks to Liam for coming in. Good to see him again.
Yeah. Good form.
I've also got all his ad-libs, which we've just managed to clip up. So I can play these through the whole show in different songs.
I've always wondered that, though, when people record songs, how it works with that. You know, the weird noises.
Yeah, because you'd have to record them afterwards, wouldn't you? And that's kind of weird.
It must feel well awkward.
Can you just, what we need from this track, can you just do a, like on demand? It's kind of weird.
Scott Mills. Speak from my heart when it comes to you. Comes to you.
David Guetta and Justin Bieber, what do you think of that?
It's big, isn't it?
It's big. To You, already massive tune for the summer. It's my tune of the week on BBC Radio 1 by Pierre David Guetta. Do you know his name is Pierre?
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, David is his middle name.
Is it?
So yeah, do you want to be any more French, mate?
Are you making that up? First name genuinely Pierre?
Pierre David Guetta.
Why didn't he stick with that?
He is the bloke off a French GCSE textbook, isn't he?
Pierre Guetta?
Yeah.
We interviewed him last summer.
Zut alors, like falling off his bike with onions around his neck and a stripy top.
Oh, come on.
He
couldn't be more French. We interviewed him last summer in France and somehow we avoided the fact that he's called Pierre.
Yeah. Definitely called Pierre.
Would he answer to Pierre?
Yeah. If you were like, oh, Pierre, he would turn around.
That's
100%. Whilst eating some cheese from a baguette.
That wasn't me doing an impression, by the way. No, that was me disapproving of yours.
Scott Mills.
We've also recorded something with Liam Payne, which we're going to play to you on Thursday, which is, I mean, I'm so excited about it.
Well, we had this little idea on the show a while ago, and we sort of talked about it on air, talked about doing it, and then we thought, actually, no, that idea is ridiculous. We might not be able to do it with anyone, because why would you sign up to this?
But Liam did. He said yes. So we basically give him a tablet, and it's full of people's pervy tweets to him.
It's called the Perv Pad.
Right. So if you are an international heartthrob, if you are, like, sexy as Liam Payne, you're going to get some interesting stuff on social media. But what about if he was to read them out? We filmed this as well. We'll have it for you on Thursday morning. Liam reads his own tweets from the Perv Pad.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite things.
Because he will get a lot. Like, it'll be constant. Like, I want to climb you like a tree.
Yeah. It's a lovely voice you got there.
I just want to lick your abs.
Yeah. It's that kind of thing. And we all see these comments. They're underneath the videos. Whenever someone puts up a video, YouTube has loads of these types of comments.
Yeah.
And we kind of pitched this to Liam thinking he would say no.
But what if the superstar they are too reads them out himself? Thursday morning on the show.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's get into bangers. Who is going to be picked today?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I've got a song that I truly believe should be played on Radio 1 this morning. So does Chris. And this Chris is going to pick it for us. Morning, Chris.
Yes,
Queen, yes. How was your weekend, please?
It was very good, thank you very much.
What did you do?
I was just out and about with my son over the weekend. He's only two, so not doing too much at the moment, but he's having the fun.
Okay, so your son is two. I was also out with a two-year-old yesterday, my goddaughter having a little picnic.
Yeah.
Nobody really
story trumps.
Yeah, I'm not trumping the story. It's the
what
same,
did you do then? Where'd you take
it's the same story.
Where'd you take her?
Just to a local park. My best mate was there as well, obviously, who is the father of the child. But she was
father
the only
of the child.
She was the only one having a picnic. Like she was only food for her.
Do you get a roped off area in the park?
No,
or? No.
Quite the opposite. We had to leave because there's some rowdy people.
Oh, they turned on you, did they?
Yeah, they did a little bit, did they? Oh. Yeah. But she knows my name now, though, which is good. Like, for the first time yesterday, she was like, Scott. I was like, yes,
does she call you Scott or Scott Mills?
She's two.
Scott Mills.
Go home with Mills. No, she doesn't know any of that. Right, so, Chris, who do you normally pick on bangers in the afternoon?
More often than not, I go for Chris, but then every now and then you whip out a special one.
Thank you. So here's what I've got for you today. You can choose this to be played on Radio 1 in the next 30 seconds if you want. It's Travie McCoy and Bruno Mars, Billionaire.
It's a good song.
Yes, yes.
All right, that's Scott's choice, so you can have my choice.
Wait. I'm a billionaire. Yeah, okay, just wanted to get that in.
My choice today, which is this.
Yes.
Guns out.
Bit of Dizzy Rascal. Sun's out.
Sun's out. Guns out.
Yeah.
Taps off.
Taps off. I can still can't say that right, can I?
Taps off.
This is Holiday, OBS. I know you're really busy and I know you've got plans, but are you really too busy
for a suntan? I ain't talking about walking down the high street. I'm talking about... okay, so, hard choice today, I think.
Yeah, you're not wrong. They're both very good songs. Very
I know,
good
I already
indeed.
Know what you're going to pick. I can hear it in your voice. I can just hear it.
Fair enough. Well, they are both very good songs, I must admit. I do like both of them, but... Sun's out. Yeah. So it's got to be Chris's. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get my coat then. Dizzy Rascal, Holiday. That's real one, name. Real name Derek.
1-0 to me. How do you know everyone's real names? You made that up.
Earlier, I told you that David Guetta is actually called Pierre David Guetta. That's true. Derek Rascal.
I saw Pixie Lott announce the other day that on The Voice, I was watching that, and she said real name's Victoria.
Yes.
Couldn't believe that either.
Well, there's a lot of people that they're not their real names.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes, like, I'm surprised I haven't heard of that. Yeah,
like Sigala, who's next, not real name.
Well, I understand that.
Right.
But yeah, the Pierre thing's mad.
Right.
He's not really called Derek, is he?
Derek Rascal, yeah.
Is he at... He's not really called Derek.
Of course he's not. Right, Steve Holden's back. What have you got, my darling?
I went to Download Festival this weekend, which, as you know, I'm a bit more au fait with the whole pop scene.
Yeah.
You know, so this is a bit out of my comfort zone because it's essentially metal bands.
Did you feel like you stuck out at all?
No, I wore black.
Okay, excellent.
Well, that was fine. Some of the bands performing, Venom Prison, Every Time I Die.
I love them.
Sick Puppies.
Were Orange Goblin there?
Orange Goblin were there. It's like a game of real or no real, basically. But yeah, Biffy Clyde were headlining. I hung out with Good Charlotte, remember them?
Yeah.
From the noughties.
Yeah, awesome.
The Madden Brothers. One of them's married to Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
The other one's married to Nicole Richie, still.
And is one of them... I want to say that one of them or both of them are on is it The Voice or something?
Yeah, so Joel has been on The Voice Australia for 6 years.
Right.
And then in the last series, Benji joined him as a joint coach.
Yes.
But they're not on it anymore and they say they're not going to do it again.
Okay.
So that's over and out. But they were there.
They have good people on the Australian one, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I think Ricky Martin was on it as well.
Yeah.
And somebody else. The Saturday headliner, like I said, was Biffy Clyro. Amazing show. Pyrotechnics, fireworks, 1 hour and 40 minutes of Biffy. And they did all the hits, like every single song that I knew that Biffy did. We caught up with drummer Ben beforehand in the dressing room, and it's fair to say that during the interview he had some other things on his mind.
The football is on, the sound is down. How very rude of me, but I mean, it's Scotland versus England, we've got to have it on. Gordon Strachan said it's a must perform match, not a must win, as in let's just not lose face against England once again. We're being failing right now, but we see what happens if this attack here produces an England goal.
it was 0-0 at that point, and anyone who watched the match found out it was very exciting. There was three goals in the last 3 minutes, apparently, but I didn't see that. Just because I haven't talked about her enough this morning already, Katy Perry, she was on after Biffy at Big Weekend, obviously, and no lie, backstage, I saw Ben dancing to Chain to the Rhythm, although he has no knowledge of it.
Nothing against the Perry monster. She's fantastic. If I was dancing, it was purely down to my happiness, not down to the music that was playing. I did not get to meet her. I didn't try and meet her. I imagine if I had requested it, I would have been turned down immediately by some really terrifying bouncer. But no, I did not meet her. It's bonkers to be on after Emily Sandy and before Katy Perry, and then to be headlining Download at Donington. We are officially the weirdest band in the world.
I know there was some chat as well about like heavy rock fans going, oh, why are they headlining? Like,
why Download?
Yeah.
They said that, were they metal enough? And they said as soon as they did their show, anyone would have been sold.
Right.
Also, right, I think after going to Download this weekend, the more hardcore the band, the nicer they are.
Really?
In real life. Yeah. They're so, so nice. Like, way nicer than a lot of the pop acts and stuff. So, yeah, it was good. Moving on to Love Island, which Liam Payne is a fan of.
Yes. Yeah, we do watch that.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but lol.
It's going on till like mid-July, isn't it? It's
my life is over for now.
I should just talk about it all week, basically. Two new additions last night.
Yeah.
So one is Gabrielle Allen, who's a professionally trained dancer and health fanatic from Liverpool. Her longest relationship was 3 years, but it was an on-off romance with a serial cheater. And the other one, my favourite name, 20-year-old Tyne Lexi.
Yes.
Who is a huge flirt and a tease, but's hoping to find a decent boyfriend. Did you hear this? She said, I had a guy asking to pay £20,000 for a date with me, and then I said no. He then offered me £40,000, and I still said no. Now, she's going on Love Island to win £50,000, which isn't that much more than the second date that she was offered.
Also, I think that ITV2 is an ideal place to find like a decent boyfriend.
Of course it is, on TV in front of everybody else.
Hello. Scott Mills.
If you just put us on already this morning, people have been shook by the fact that David Guetta is actually called Pierre and that Dizzy Rascal's called Derek.
That one's not real.
No real. His name is Dylan, though.
But Pierre is a...
Pierre
Guetta's the real name.
Let me... this is kind of embarrassing now for everyone, but let me take you back to when Taylor Swift said this at an awards ceremony.
I had the most amazing person to come home to when the spotlight went out and when the crowds were all gone. So I want to thank my boyfriend Adam for that.
So who's Adam? Do you remember?
Of course, yeah. It's the real name of Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris is Adam Richard Wiles.
Got more news on this. Going back to Derek / Dizzy Rascal,
yeah.
Real name Dylan.
Yeah.
Did you know his last name, true story, is actually Mills?
No, it's not.
Dylan Mills.
Is it?
Might be a relative.
This is great news. Dylan Mills?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Legit?
Yeah. Honestly, really? I'm looking at it now.
Love that. I hope we're related. Probs not, though. Also, I've got news on Taylor Swift. So there's a Facebook group in for the area where I live, and it's hilarious because it's got all sorts on there.
It's where you're planning your street party, isn't it? I heard about that.
Yeah, there is a street party on my street coming up.
It looks so dry.
Yeah, it's going to be awful. And I definitely won't be attending. If any of the neighbours.
Well, you have to, because it's on your street. I mean, the problem with a street party is you have to attend, don't you?
I don't even know my neighbours. I don't talk to them.
Mm.
Do you remember, we said this last week, last time they had a street party, I forgot, and I didn't move my car.
And you were the only one.
The only person in the street. And they were like, can we all please move your car by the 20th of June, or it was. I forgot. So, like, they just put hay bales around my car and partied on. The only car in the road. So, anyway, I'm obsessed with this Facebook group of where I live. Like, if a new street lamp goes up, people mention it and take a photo of it. And look at the new street lamp on Barclay Road. Brilliant. Or, like, if a new coffee shop opens up, people review it. And the new thing is that Taylor Swift, her new boyfriend, is apparently from the area where I live.
And he
lives there, and she's been hanging out there. That's what they're saying.
Right, so you're saying that she's now a local resident. She could be at the street party.
No, she won't. But on the Facebook group at the moment are loads of supposed spottings of Taylor Swift, and there's photos. So it's like, is this Taylor Swift? Is a whole thread now, because apparently her boyfriend is from the area. And people are like, I've just seen her in Sainsbury's. But The photo's clearly not her. It's like, is this Taylor Swift? No, it's a blonde lady parking a car. Just because she's blonde, not Taylor.
Scott Mills.
There's a girl called Julia who's been on, who has worked out where I live from me mentioning the Facebook group about my area. She also lives there, and she's saying that she saw Taylor Swift yesterday in the supermarket that rhymes with Maitrose.
Yeah, but what you're saying is a lot of people are getting it wrong and just looking for Taylor Swift and seeing someone that looks vaguely like her and going, oh, it must be her.
Yeah, but she insists that she was there yesterday buying some Baps.
Do you want Taylor Swift as a neighbour? That's the question, really. Because it puts you right down the pecking order then, doesn't it? Local celebrity-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't be turning on the Christmas lights.
No.
You'll be disowned.
I don't know whether I'd want to live next to her because I've heard that
she's
can be
a loud
quite,
neighbour.
She can be quite
noisy.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Have you heard that too? So I don't know. Maybe not next to me, but definitely in the area. Push the house prices right up.
Good point.
We might even get a Warbucks. So earlier, Chris, a lot earlier this morning, Chris was saying that he was a question on Tipping Point on Friday, and a lot of people tweeted you about it, didn't they?
Yeah.
So here's the bit which we found.
On BBC Radio 1, Chris Stark is a regular co-host with which afternoon DJ?
Pass.
Scott Mills.
A definite pass there straight away.
Kind of insulting to us both.
Yeah, I mean, no one wins there at all.
On BBC Radio 1, Chris Stark is a regular co-host with which afternoon DJ?
Pass.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, doesn't know either of us.
She's definitely not heard of me and she doesn't know what you do.
No,
so.
Not at all. And we were just saying earlier, like, you know when you watch Pointless and you play along at home? I mean, you're obviously looking for the most obscure answer, aren't you? The one that is pointless. That's the idea of the game. But when that's a person, which none of the 100 people asked in the survey knew, that's pretty harsh on that person.
It is. It's quite insulting.
You want to get the pointless answer that nobody knows.
Exactly.
Imagine being that person watching at home. You're that person who is pointless. No one knows who you are.
Richard Osman, they're getting really excited because you've got a pointless answer and everyone going, oh, congratulations, you've got a pointless answer. But there's a person there. If it's about a celebrity, you're basically saying, you know, well done, you've got the pointless answer. But to them, if they're watching it, it's well rude.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, these are only out of the 100 people they are. So, people do know who they are. But on TV, you're basically saying you're a nobody.
Mm.
Alice Levine was saying this to us recently, wasn't she?
Yes.
I've got the clip here. Listen. Listen to Osman.
And the only person we haven't mentioned, right next to Gareth Malone there, Alice Levine, who would have scored you 1 point.
1 point.
That means one person 100 had heard
one person knew.
Scott Mills.
So, Phil's been on from Cornwall. So the town he grew up in Cornwall, Callington, was a pointless answer. See, that's rude to the whole town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, and you could have had Callington there in Cornwall, one of the towns in Cornwall that is pointless. Like, that's rude to the whole of Callington.
It's almost like you want to see the reaction of whoever they're talking about on Pointless when you're watching that show.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
It would add rude!
It would add a whole new level to it, wouldn't it?
Liam Payne was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning, just after 8. We chatted to him about Baby Bear. I saw a picture. So cute. Also, talking about getting naked if he gets to number one. And also the weird ad-libs you have to record on songs. He must have done so many. You know, like you record a song and then the producer goes, yeah, but we need some like, or yeah, which you have to record afterwards, which must be kind of awkward.
Yeah, you must have to go into a booth and then everyone must be watching you as well. All these engineers just watching you make sort of grunting
like
music.
This. Skoo-skoo. That's kind of weird. Anyway, you can get that again on the BBC Radio iPlayer app. Have you got our app yet, by the way? It's brilliant. Get it on any smartphone. Any phone. BBC Radio iPlayer app. You can listen to Radio 1 on your travels, on the move, and get loads of on-demand stuff as well on podcasts.
Yeah, also, you can set the alarm on it so that when you wake up in the morning, you can have us on this week and then Grimmy normally.
Yeah.
Set it to the Radio 1 breakfast show.
We've recorded something with Liam as well, which we're going to play you on Thursday, which I am really pleased with. So if you are a massive sexy superstar like Liam Payne, you will get a lot of social media action from people wanting you and being quite pervy with it. But what about if we were to get the person, Liam Payne, to read out those pervy tweets from a tablet called the Perv Pad?
Yes.
That's
so
what
he's
done.
He's going to read the pervy messages that get sent to him.
Yeah. So it is stuff like, if I had a chance, I'd climb you like a tree.
Mm.
But read out by him, And we videoed it as well. That's on Thursday morning.
BBC
Radio
1. Scott Mills.
Miley Cyrus, Malibu coming up. And also, I'm going to play Summertime Sadness because Wednesday's the day we need to go taps off.
Mm.
Like shirtless.
So generally the weather's good on Wednesday?
Most places it's going to be like 25 on Wednesday. So I think taps off Wednesday needs to be a thing.
But that's why that website's really good, taps off, because it tells you wherever you are. So we can just get people on and say where you are. We'll tell you if it's taps off or not.
Yeah. How are you spelling that? Is it TAPPSAFF?
I think so.
It is. Taps off. Good morning, Dan in Daventry. Just enjoying a coffee and a roll. Are you proud? Oh, I'd love a coffee and a roll. Coffee with a roll right now, imagine it.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Scott, who's in Aberdeen, saying tops off equals taps off. Listening to you saying taps off without Scottish accent is so cringe. Thank you very much. Wednesday morning, I'm saying that we all do it. Mark from Dundee, currently living in Nottingham, in serious need of a sunny day at the moment. Just wants to get taps off.
Well, what's the deal with driving to work shirtless as well?
It'll happen on Wednesday.
And we get loads. Do you remember we get loads of pictures of people just with belts on skin?
Which that's right.
I think is kind of uncomfortable.
Well, the seat belt.
Yeah.
And it gets all hot and like sweaty. There,
I remember once we did this and Ollie Murs texting with a picture of him in whatever car he was with his taps up and seat belt on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not shy of getting his tap off. Do you know what I really can't bear at the moment? When on the news, when they try and do like wacky things and try and be funny?
Yeah.
It's like you're doing the news, just do the news.
Yeah, and especially there is a lot of serious news. That's not to say, some good news it would be nice, but I am kind of getting fed up about seeing about the cat on Downing Street.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Especially when all this other stuff's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not fussed about the cat.
I know, it's like, even the cat can't be bothered with her. Oh, I don't care.
The cat genuinely had doesn't know what's going on.
No, like, there's a cat.
Let's stop pretending this cat is the real prime minister.
Yeah, sadness in his eyes. Although this was good. Did you see this Professor Matthew Goodwin, who said he would eat his new book if Jeremy Corbyn and Labour polled 38% last week during the election?
That's a niche bet.
So they got 40%. So he did actually eat his book on...
did he?
On TV.
You are a man of your word, Matthew.
Well, indeed I am. I was surprised that Jeremy Corbyn added 2 percentage points or got 2 percentage points more than I had expected. And I did say that I would eat this book, which is available at all good bookstores. 2 percentage points makes a big difference. I am a man of my word. So what here I'm going to do is just sit here and eat my book while you guys carry on.
Super. Well, I'm sure a lot of you will be pleased to see that. Just quickly, consistency strong and stable, or is it a bit weak and wobbly, that paper? He's got his mouth full, I hear. Well, there we go. No, he's still, how was it? How was it, Matthew?
It's actually a hardback. There are lots of chemicals, but I've got to get through the whole thing. So.
Okay.
Is he actually eating the book?
Yeah, he's a man of his word.
I am a man of my word. So what I'm going to do is just sit here and eat my book while you guys carry on.
It's available now in all good bookstores.
Yeah, it's like when people say they're going to eat their hat.
Well, eat my hat.
No one ever does it.
No, but he did actually eat his book on TV.
Fair.
Do you remember when Kay Burley told us all about dabbing on Sky News?
Keep an eye on Tom Watson, who sat next to Jeremy Corbyn. First of all, I have to what say does he do? He appears to dab as the Labour leader sits down. Dabbing, if you don't know, is an arm and hand dance move used to celebrate something. Tom Watson's spokesperson said there was no reason behind it, describing it as just an impromptu thing. Well, I had a go at it in the last hour,
well, don't.
And frankly, lots of you were not impressed by my technique. So I'm going to give it another go. Are you ready? I'm going to do it really quickly. The weather.
The weather.
Stop.
Don't. Please don't dab on the news.
I'm going to do it really quickly.
No, don't.
Yeah, I'm going to so many weddings at the moment. I was at a wedding on Friday. Dabbing was on.
Was it?
All family members dab now. Oh, it's like, yeah.
What, like how old?
Oh, like all ages.
All right.
Well, it is quite fun seeing like a nan dab.
Nanda.
I'm going to do it really quickly.
I'm looking at you, Kay. And let's not forget the time that Hugh Edwards off of BBC News talked to us about this.
Right, let's talk about grime. Grime is a unique blend of musical influences. It's said to be bold and British. Its popularity driven in the main by social media. It started apparently in East London around 15 years ago. artists achieved much greater prominence in recent years, and the second Grime Awards took place tonight in London. Our correspondent Colleen Harris has more details.
Love. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, including at 7.45, your chance to get to Glastonbury with Annie Mack.